Orla Perik Aleph Mishnah Base 1-2. The verse, which is the source of the halacha of Orla, starts out by saying, V'chi savo el ha'aretz unatatam kol eitz ma'achal, when you come to land and you plant a fruit tree, which makes it sound like the halachas of Orla apply only in Eretz Yisrael, when you've come to land. But in fact, our mission will clarify that's not the case. As we've said in the introduction, the halachas of Orla apply in Chutz La'aretz also, outside of Eretz Yisrael, by force of a halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai. But what the pasuk is coming to tell you is that the Jews who came from the desert into Eretz Yisrael, when they first arrived with Yehoshua, if they found trees there, those trees would be exempt from the Orla restrictions. They could eat them right away, even from saplings. And the Mishnah says inside, Eis Shabo Avosenu La'aretz, at the time when our ancestors came into the land of Israel, Matsu Natua, if they found a sapling that had been planted there and it was in its first 3 years, Patur, the fruit on that tree, that young tree, was exempt from the restrictions of Orla, meaning they could eat from that tree right away. Natu, on the other hand, if they planted a tree immediately upon arriving in Israel, Afal Pishlo Kivshu, even though they hadn't yet completed the conquest of the land of Israel. You may recall that there was a 7-year period from the entry of the Jews into Israel when they did the Kibush Ha'aretz, when they conquered most of the land of Israel, and then another 7 years of the Chalukah, when they divided up the land amongst the 12 tribes, let's call it. So during those 14 years, most of the other mitzvahs hatluyos ba'aretz, most of the other land, you know, agricultural Israel-based mitzvahs were not applicable, meaning in those 14 years, there was no halachas of trumas, maitras, shvias, bikurim, peah, etc. But the halachas of Orla did apply. And that's what the Mishnah says here. Not to afal bishlo kivshu, once, if they planted trees, once they've entered the land of Israel, even though they hadn't yet finished the conquest of the land, chayav, those trees are subject to the Orla requirements. Hanoteil l'rabim, a new din, if even bezmanazet, a person plants a fruit tree on his private property, says the Bar Tanura and most other Mefarshim, and his intention is that the fruit on the tree should there be there to service the public, anyone can help themselves to that tree. So then, Chayev, Tanakama says, that tree is still restricted for the first 3 years, by virtue of the fact those produce is Orla. But Rabbi Yehuda is Poter. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, if it's a privately planted, public access tree, the halachas of Orla do not apply. The reason for this machlokas is a little bit technical, and I'll just cover it very briefly. That one pasuk that we said is the basis of the halachas of Orla, so it refers to the public twice. It starts by saying kizavo el aretz unatatem, and when you plural plant, and later on it says that for shalosh shanim ye lachem arelim lo yeachel, for 3 years it will be lachem, for you. Restricted produce. So, according to the Tanakama, the unatatem is necessary to tell you that every individual's planting is subject to these requirements, and the second lachem, which is superfluous, comes to teach you that even if you planted it not for your personal use, but for public consumption, it's still subject to Orla. And that's the Tanakama, and that's the halacha. However, Yehuda understands that already the unatatem was what was coming to add. It was the ribui coming to add the public service tree, I'll call it. Therefore, the second lachem is an additionally superfluous word. And the rule is when you have two ribuyim, two words that come to add something one after the other. So the rule is that two ribuyim coming, ribui achar ribui, as it's called, so then it's coming to be mema'et, it's coming to restrict something, to limit something in some way. Since Rabbi Yehuda holds, this is two ribuyim, it's a ribui achar ribui, so he holds that the second ribui, the lachem, is coming to restrict and exempt a certain kind of tree from Orla, and that exemption is applying to this Honotel Rabim, the person who planted on his private property for public consumption. And that would be exempt from Orla, says Rabbi Yehuda. However, the halacha is like the Tanakama, that all trees that you plant in your property are subject to Orla, no matter what you intend, who you intend to consume that fruit. The Mishnah goes on to say, and now we're going to have a bunch of different scenarios, each of which, for some reason, you might have thought such a tree was exempt from Orla, but that would be incorrect. In all these cases, the Mishnah will say, largely because of it says, in the pasuk it says any all fruit trees kol etz ma'achel, and basically it comes to include all these things as well. So not all of them are based on that drasha, but anyways, most of them are. Here we go inside. It says hanoteya birshus harabim. If a person plants a tree on public property, you might have thought for some reason it doesn't qualify as being your tree and would be exempt. Wrong. It's chayev for the first 3 years in the restrictions of Orla. Same goes for v'hanachri shenata. If a non-Jew planted a tree, that means a non-Jew planted a tree on Jewish property, even though the verse says you will plant, but doesn't mean that. It means any tree that's on your property is required for the first 2 years to not be consumed as Orla, even if a non-Jew planted it. V'hagazlan shenata. Same goes if a thief planted it. So that, the case here is a little different. It's you have a case where a person manages to steal someone else's property. That's a bit of a halachic conundrum how that could be. Normally, property itself, land, can't be stolen. But if you figure out a way where it could be, where there's the claim, the original owner is Miyaesh, he gives up hope of getting it back, etc. If the thief manages somehow to expropriate this property permanently, so then, although it's not his land, it's still what he plants on that land as fruit trees will be subject to the Orla requirements. Vanotea basfina, same goes if a person plants inside a boat. Here the Bartender speaks out that it has to be a boat where the roots of the tree could somehow manage to wiggle through the hull of the ship. Like, for argument's sake, if the boat were made out of earthenware, cheres, so then the roots could get through, if a tree could get through that earthenware, and therefore, if you plant a tree on a boat, like in soil floating on a boat, and in a boat that's floating on the water, it doesn't matter, it's subject to Orla. And same goes, v'ha'ole me'alav, a tree that goes up by itself. That means you didn't plant the tree. Let's say, for example, you have a apple grove, and apple orchard. And in the orchard, you have 10 trees you planted, but then one of the trees has an apple which falls off, and lo and behold, out of that apple grows an 11th apple tree. So you didn't plant that apple tree, it grew by itself. That's the Olam Me'alav, it grew by itself, but nevertheless, that 11th apple tree, like the others, are Chayev in Orla, again, meaning that for the first 3 years, the apples that grow on that 11th tree are forbidden.